USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Women deprived of freedom of speech or the freedom to vote should fight for their rights and know that the United States stands behind them, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday.
I know what happens when women are heard. When women are heard, whether that is in the courtroom, in the workplace, in the halls of government, or at the ballot box, democracy is more complete.
Harris told the Generation Equality Forum at a summit hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron that gender equality was paramount to strengthening democracy. After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military left Bagram Airfield, the epicenter of its war, to oust the Taliban and hunt down the Al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America, two U.S. officials said Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
American sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson tested positive for cannabis last month, putting her chance of competing in the 100 meters at the Tokyo Olympics later this month in jeopardy, according to multiple reports. The positive test result would reportedly invalidate her victory and could lead to a one-month or longer suspension from the sport. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said that the Biden administration may have violated federal law after providing no explanation for the refusal to issue permits for the planned Mount Rushmore Independence Day fireworks celebration.
For us, it has been pretty devastating. We love America. We love our monument. We want the entire country to celebrate Independence Day with us, and to have the Biden administration pull it for no reason was very disappointing.
There was no reason to deny us this permit unless it was for political reasons, said Noem. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials are considering demolishing the rest of the Champlain Towers south as operations continue, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Thursday evening. Work on the debris was halted for much of the day as engineers assessed the structure still standing. Several people were injured with the detonation of a truckload of illegal fireworks. Lance Pry has more.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. Those injured included 9 LAPD officers, 6 civilians, and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives officer. One person was arrested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After a half century of waiting, Wally Funk, who trained for NASA's Mercury program but was denied the opportunity to go to space, is finally getting her time amongst the stars.
You're in zero gravity for 4 minutes. You come back down. We land gently on the desert surface. We open the hatch, and you step outside. What's the first thing you say?
I would say, honey, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Blue Origin announced Thursday that the 82-year-old will take the fourth spot on the inaugural crewed flight. Funk will fly on New Shepard as an honored guest. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.